We begin today Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. This is Zvi Hirsch Weinreb, and I will be studying Mishnayos Maseches Trumos together with you. Today we will focus on one Mishnah only, and that is the first and opening Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. By way of background, it is important to be aware of two psukim, two places in the Torah, where the Torah speaks of the mitzvah of truma. And what the mitzvah of truma entails is that every Jew who has land in Eretz Yisrael, and if the land has crops, we will see exactly which crops are obligated in the mitzvah of truma, and he must take a small bit of these crops and deliver it, give it to a Kohen. How much he has to give, the Torah itself does not say, the Chumash does not say. The truth is, min haTorah, chito achas poteres es hakri, one kernel of wheat is enough truma to exempt the whole bushel full of wheat. However, as we will see, Chazal did establish percentages for how much has to be given. The pasuk considers this mitzvah of truma to be the first mitzvah that has to be done with one's crops. If you have land in Eretz Yisrael, you're growing wheat, you're growing grapes, then the first thing you have to do is give truma to the Kohen. As the Pasuk says, Reishis degoncho tiroshcho v'yitzorecho, Reishis geitzoncho titen lo. Reishis, this is the first thing. And it has to be given to a Kohen. That Pasuk that I read to you is in Parshas Shoftim, in Devorim, chapter Yudches, Pasuk Dalet. The mitzvah of truma is also explained back in Parshas Korach, in Bamidbor, Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18, Psukim 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And there the Torah tells us that Ribbono Shel Olam says to Aaron, I'm giving you Mishmeres Trumosoi, and among the Trumos is the following, Kol Chelev Yitzhor, V'chol Chelev Tirosh V'dogon, Reishisom asher yitnu l'Hashem l'cho nisatim. All the best of the oil, olive oil, and all the best of the wine, grapes, and of the corn, wheat. The first part of them, which they shall give to, the Ribbono Shel Olam shall give to God, I've given to you. I've given to you, Aaron, to the Kohen. The word truma means to lift up. And what one does physically is one lifts up a small portion of the grain or olive oil or wine, which God has blessed them with, and gives it to the Kohen. Only the Kohen and his family, immediate family, his wife, his slaves, his children, are allowed to consume that truma. A zor by definition means a stranger, one who is not a Kohen, is not allowed to partake of truma under a very strict penalty, misa videi shamayim, death at the hands of heaven. So it's a strict kind of a thing. Before the truma is given to the Kohen, before the truma is removed from the crop, it is known as tevel, and one cannot eat the tevel. One must first, at the very least, set aside truma with the intention of giving it to the Kohen before one can partake of truma. Now, the word truma is used in other contexts as well. When Chazal want to be clear and to tell us that we're speaking of this truma, which I've just defined for you, a small portion being given from one's crops to the Kohen, we speak of truma gedola, the great truma. So I've given you a few words to remember. The word truma, the word truma gedola, the word tevel, which means a crop from which truma has not been given, The word Zor, which means a person, a Jewish person who, or Gentile, who is not a Kohen, who cannot partake of Truma. That's basic background, and of course, there's much more that needs to be known, and we'll learn all of it as we continue our study of Maseches Trumos. But today, Perek Rishon, the first chapter, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah. This first Mishnah is based upon two concepts. Concept number one, when a person gives Truma, he must be aware of what he's doing. You can't do Truma automatically. You can't do Truma without thinking. You can't do Truma if you're in certain conditions or if you're a kind of a person who has no da'as, who has no intelligence. Truma requires machshava, thought, and da'as, intelligence. We know this, by the way, from the pasuk in Parshas Korach, in Bamidbar Perek Yudches, pasuk Chosayin, because there we have the pasuk which reads V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, which literally means the gift which you shall set apart shall be considered or reckoned unto you. But Chazal say that V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, the word V'nechshav is the word machshava. It's got to be something you do with thought. So therefore, if a person is not capable of intelligent thought, because he's not intellectually mature, or because he's intellectually or mentally handicapped in some way, he cannot give truma, even of something which belongs to him or to her. The Mishnah lists five people who cannot give truma. Even if they take some grain and put it aside and give it to the Kohen, it is not effectively truma. Chamisha lo yisromu. There are five categories of people who should not give truma. V'im tormu, if they do, if they lift up a piece of grain and give it to the Kohen, ein trumas on truma. That which they have lifted up is not truma. It doesn't have any effect. The first three are hacheresh, a person who is deaf and dumb, eino shomeya ve'eino medaber, he cannot speak and he cannot hear. And chazal, our rabbis, look upon a person who cannot hear and cannot speak as being limited intellectually and therefore halachically unable to do those kinds of things which require intellect. I'm not going to go into here, this type of a shir on Mishnah, into the contemporary implications of this status. Is it possible nowadays? There are all sorts of teaching techniques, and we know that people who cannot hear and cannot speak are yet capable of intelligence. But halachically, certainly in the time of the Mishnah, a cheresh was one who was too limited intellectually to be able to reach that level of machshava, that level of intention, of thought, that's necessary in order that the truma that he gives be considered truly truma. The second category is a shota, a person who's an imbecile, who's retarded in a very serious way, or perhaps who is mentally disturbed, insane in a certain way. Chazal, in the Gemara and Meseches Chagiga, give certain simonim, give certain criteria for who is a shota. And the criteria include a person who goes out at night all alone in dangerous areas, who sleeps at night in the cemetery, who tears his clothing, is not responsible for his clothing, etc. So these kinds of actions, which are bizarre and unusual, these indicate that a person is perhaps a shota, and therefore his truma is not truma. And finally, a koton, a minor, a person who physically has not reached the age of, for a woman, 12, for a man, 13, and does not have the signs of puberty, of physical maturity, that most children begin to develop at that age. So a minor, a young child, is considered not to have sufficient machshava, sufficient intellectual capacity, and therefore the gift that he gives is not truma halachically. And category number four, and this is something different. This has nothing to do with intellectual capacity, but rather v'hatore mes she'eno shelo. The halacha is, as we will see again and again, that in order for me to give truma, I have to want to give it. And if you come to my field and you do truma for me, you think you're doing me a favor and I don't know about it and I haven't given you permission to be my shliach, to be my agent to give truma, and you have no ability to do it. Truma has to be done b'da'as ba'alim, with the consent of the owner of the field. The owner of the field doesn't know about it, and you want to do him a favor and give truma for him, it's not going to work. Hatore mes she'ena shalo is also ein truma so truma. What he does, what he gives, is not effectively truma. Now the halacha is that if I own a field and I'm away somewhere or busy or whatever, and I make you my shliach, I make you my agent, and you are not a cheresh shotev akotin, you're an adult, mature, reasonably intelligent person, then you can be my shliach. In fact, one of the sources for the whole concept of shlichus, for the whole concept of the ability of one person to do something for another, comes from a pasuk in Parshas Korach discussing truma, where the pasuk reads, it's Perek Yudches, pasuk Chofches, toward the end of Parshas Korach and Sefer Bamidbar, where the Torah says, Kein torimu gam atem trumas Hashem. You, yes, also you will be able to give truma. What does it mean, gam atem? The Gemara tells us in various places in Shas that this is l'rabos sheluchachem. Gam means not only can you, the owner of the field, give truma, but if you designate someone else to do it for you, and that person is qualified, he can do it for you. But it has to be with your consent, with your knowledge. And finally, there's a fifth, on the list, and that is nochri, a Gentile, a non-Jew. Shetoram es shel Yisroel. If a Gentile gives truma for a Jewish person, a Jewish person owns a farm, and he asks the goy to please give the truma for him, it's not going to work. Afilu b'rishus, even with the consent of the owner, ein truma so truma, because one of the qualifications of giving truma is being Jewish. A person is not Jewish, what he gives is a gift, but it's not truma. And this too, we learn from that very same pasuk. Because the pasuk says, "Kein torimu gam atem trumas Hashem." You also, you can give truma. So the also, the gam, means l'rabo shluchachem. Not only can you give, but your shliach can give. The atem means you, ma'atem b'nei bris. Just like you, the people to whom God is addressing the mitzvah, are Jews, af shluchachem b'nei bris. So too, the agents that you designate to give truma for you must be Jewish. If they're not Jewish, even with your permission and consent, etc., it won't work. It won't be truma. So we have seen that to give truma is no simple matter. To give truma, you must be the owner or his designated agent. To give truma, you must be intellectually competent and not a minor or an imbecile or a deaf mute. And you must be Jewish. You must be a Jewish person, a Ben Bris, and not a Gentile. Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will go on, advance to Mishnah, Beis, and Gimel. But today you have studied the opening Mishnah of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos.